We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Todea, inspiring viewers. Todea means greetings and sepeti, a language spoken by over 4 million people in South Africa. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System. On Exito Vision, in Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas, Televisión, and in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Videocable, in Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, in Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión, in Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable, in Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company, in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa S.A., in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV, in Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu, in Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias, and in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshen Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hla Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzarh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Donegal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Djibouti celebrates its National Day. In health news, China's Shaolin Kung Fu monks are set to open a medical clinic. In community news, an international study finds that spending time with family brings well-being. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 27th, the second annual Vegan Earth Day is being celebrated. It was initiated by Mr. Bob Linden, host of Go Vegan Radio, based in San Francisco, California, USA. This is a special occasion to raise awareness globally that the plant-based diet will save our ecosphere from the devastating effects of climate change. Last year's event was held at Pierce College in Woodland Hills, California, USA. Guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, shared her insights, including the numerous benefits of the compassionate vegan diet, through an inspirational video message. U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich also spoke via video and officially proclaimed Vegan Earth Day in the nation. May our planet soon be one of respect and compassion for all God-given precious lives. Happy Vegan Earth Day!
Lion News, northeastern U.S. states lashed by severe weather.
On Thursday, June 24th, a rare fast-moving tornado darkened the skies of Bridgeport, Connecticut, the state's largest city, causing significant damage in just 5 minutes' time. Along with intense rains, the 100-yard-wide destructive funnel brought winds of at least 100 miles per hour. Some 30 people were treated for injuries at local hospitals as 9 buildings collapsed and a high school, museum, and several other buildings sustained roof and window damage.
Meanwhile, the city also suffered a major setback to its tree planting efforts as hundreds of trees were uprooted, with downed power lines causing outages for nearly 25,000 customers and traffic blocked in numerous areas. Mayor Bill Finch declared a state of emergency in the region, and rescuers also searched through building debris to ensure that no one was trapped inside. While the state of Connecticut was primarily affected by the storm, it also caused damage in Pennsylvania, New York, and as far north as Maine, with tens of thousands of people left without power.
Mayor Finch, officials and emergency repair crews, we are thankful for your efforts following the storms. Wishing all afflicted residents a smooth return to productive daily lives and that our greater consideration for the environment helps alleviate such disruptive conditions as these.
Earthquakes jolt Canada, India, Papua New Guinea and Chile. Emergency measures were implemented in Canada's Ontario-Quebec regions after the largest quake since 1935 to ever shake the area occurred on Wednesday afternoon, June 23rd. Measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale and centered 38 kilometers north of Cumberland, Ontario, the tremor caused damage in some Canadian locations, while it was felt in U.S. areas as distant as New York City and Cleveland, Ohio, where people were evacuated from downtown buildings.
On Thursday and Friday, India's Nicobar Islands were rumbled by 3 quakes, all approximately 150 kilometers southwest of Mohine, measuring 5.4, 5.0, and 5.1 on the Richter scale, respectively. A powerful 6.1 magnitude tremor also struck on Thursday off the coast of Papua New Guinea, 110 kilometers southwest of Kimbe in West New Britain province, while across the globe in Chile, a 5.3 magnitude quake was recorded in the Tarapacá region the same day. There were fortunately no reports of casualties or tsunamis for any of the quakes. We are grateful for the safety of the many quake-affected residents as we also pray for the calming of such disruptions through humanity's more caring and earth-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Commission aids Horn of Africa in coping with drought. A donation package of 20 million euros was approved to assist people in the countries of Djibouti, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, and Uganda as they struggle to adapt to the effects of climate-related drought. More than 12 million residents are being directly impacted by malnutrition, increased child mortality, and other humanitarian risks, with drought being the underlying cause of 95% of deaths. Due to natural disasters in the area, European Commissioner Dr. Kristalina Georgieva stated, "Worryingly, the effect of climate change is felt more dramatically in this region. We need to accelerate our programs, which have an impact on the ground as they help communities to be better prepared and able to cope with reduced rain patterns."
People are at risk because of the combined impact of low agricultural production, resulting from the erratic rains last year and high food prices.
Our sincere appreciation, Commissioner Georgieva, and heaven bless the European Union for this generous pledge to improve the lives of African brethren. May such kind deeds towards one another help grace the Horn of Africa with gentle rain and abundant harvests.
Russian President visits US. After arriving in California's Silicon Valley on Wednesday, June 23rd, as part of a high-tech initiative planned for Russia, President Dmitry Medvedev toured several leading technology companies and then gave a speech at the distinguished Stanford University.
After many meetings around the world, I'm delighted to welcome my friend and partner, President Medvedev, to the White House.
On Thursday, he visited with President Barack Obama in Washington, D.C., where the two leaders finalized several trade agreements, including cooperative endeavors that will partner U.S. and Russian cities in sharing best practices and technical information through projects such as smart grid technologies.
We recently held an economic forum in Russia and signed documents between U.S. and Russian companies. Here we signed agreements as well. This is a good sign. I am convinced that in future, with my friend and partner President Barack Obama, we will control this process, we will assist this process, because to my mind, this is a very important element of our interstate relations.
Meanwhile, President Obama pledged to support Russia's entrance to the World Trade Organization.
Russia belongs in the WTO. That's good for Russia, it's good for America, and it's good for the world economy.
I'm always ready to discuss various issues with my colleague, my counterpart, and we succeed in these discussions. Last time President and I spoke over the phone was a record, my record of phone conversation. Probably Obama has some longer records. It lasted 1 hour 45 minutes, which is a lot.
Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, for your cordial and productive meetings. Wishing the people of Russia and the United States ever-expanding friendship and prosperity, extending to countries across the globe.
Chick Hatchery, Cruelty Revealed. The US-based animal welfare group Compassion Over Killing, or COK, has released rare recorded video footage showing abuse of baby chicks and ducklings just after emerging from their eggs at a California hatchery in the USA.
Most people have never seen inside a hatchery where chickens are coming from. So when they go to the grocery store and they buy packages of chicken, people have no idea the abuse that these animals endured before getting to the grocery store shelves.
A Compassion Over Killing investigator obtained a job temporarily at the hatchery where he documented the lives of the baby chicks and ducklings as the tiny birds are roughly handled before their transport to farms where they will ultimately be raised for meat. The babies routinely suffer serious injury or even death after becoming mangled in the machinery.
Buckets of sick, injured and weak birds continue to stack up until at the end of the day the birds are dumped into the eggshell disposal chute.
Hundreds of thousands of birds continue to suffer inside this facility unnecessarily. These young birds are every bit as capable of suffering as the dogs and cats with whom we share our homes. And like those dogs and cats, these animals deserve protection from harm.
With a growing body of reports showing that even animals raised in so-called humane, organic, and natural settings experience abuse, Ms. Meyer calls for personal action to end the suffering.
Each one of us has the ability to make a difference and stand up for these animals every day simply by leaving them off our plates and choosing vegetarian foods.
Our appreciation, Ms. Erica Meyer, and Compassion Over Killing for your courageous commitment in bringing these facts to the public. While it saddens us deeply to know of the tragic loss of these innocent lives, we pray that more and more people awaken to choose the humane plant-based fare for both health and peace of mind. For the tireless and caring dedication of Ms. Erica Meyer and all the other organization members, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Compassion Over Killing with the Shining World Compassion Award, as well as $10,000 to help further its work for animal welfare.
We are going to serve vegetarian meals here, ideally vegan meals.
U.S. vegan medical doctor offers healthy and enticing cookbook. American physician Dr. Neil Barnard is also founder of the U.S.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, and the Cancer Project, both nonprofit organizations dedicated to improving public health primarily through the promotion of a vegan diet. As one of the nation's most sought-after health experts for reversing the conditions of diabetes, Dr. Barnard is renowned for his best-selling book about a landmark program that stabilizes blood sugar levels without medication.
Diabetes is coming in many countries in epidemic proportions, higher cancer risk, and higher risk of heart disease. A vegan diet means a diet that's based on healthy foods, whole grains, beans, vegetables, fruits, and those are really the building blocks of a healthful diet.
Sharing the same vegan health benefits gained by many of his patients, Dr. Barnard has just released his newest helpful book titled The Get Healthy, Go Vegan Cookbook, 125 easy and delicious recipes to jumpstart weight loss and help you feel great. Co-written by award-winning US nutritionist Robin Webb, the book is comprised of a doctor's informative encouragement to reclaim one's health in part one, followed by appealing recipes and menu plans with nutritional facts in part two. As a review by the Library Journal described it.
A terrific lifestyle guide for anyone wishing to lose weight, cut cholesterol, and reverse the symptoms of type 2 diabetes. After they detail the science behind a low-fat vegan diet, the authors include tons of simple, healthful breakfast, lunch, and dinner recipes for a variety of palates.
The highly practical book also features many recipes for vegan snacks, sample menu plans, and a convenient shopping list for vegan food items.
Congratulations and many thanks, Dr. Barnard and co-author Ms. Webb, for this fantastic and handy cookbook on delicious plant-based fare. May it open the doors to joyful vitality for many readers in adopting the wholesome, medically recommended vegan diet.
For the continuous and devoted efforts of Dr. Neil Barnard and the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine over the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Dr. Barnard and the organization with the Shining World Compassion Award.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/B-Veg.
Feline Karim finds human caregivers 2 years and 2,000 miles later. When Ravila Hairova and Lev Kondratiev moved from Uzbekistan to Russia 2 years ago, they decided to leave their cat Karim in the care of their neighbor, concerned that he would not adjust well to the drastic change. Recently, however, on her way back from work, Ravila saw at a distance a cat who seemed to be waiting at the doorstep of her Lyska, Russia home.
To her astonishment, she saw that it was 9-year-old Karim, thin and frazzled, but recognizable especially by certain marks on his body. Ravila said, "I knew he had disappeared from my neighbor's home a few days after we left, which was very sad, but we never heard another word about him." Her husband Lev added, "He looks like he used up all his 9 lives to get to us, but it's definitely him." The couple went on to say that Karim is very happy now, as are they.
What an amazingly intelligent and faithful cat you are, Karim. Wishing you and your beloved caregivers countless moments of happiness and cherished companionship. For his touching devotion, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Karim with the Shining World Loyal Award, along with $500 for vitamins, veg treats, etc. Supreme Master Ching Hai also sent the following message. I love him to tears. Wish I could hug and stroke and comfort him for all his heartache and enduring pain.
Save our planet. Severe food shortage follows lack of rainfall in Syria. Thanks to recent donations from nations and organizations such as Ireland and the European Union, the United Nations World Food Programme has been able to distribute food to some 200,000 people who have been hard hit by drought in the last 4 years. However, the agency has noted that 110,000 people are still in need of emergency aid. Weather conditions combined with inefficient water use has resulted in diminished wheat output in some areas, while others have been turned into wastelands.
Although a government wheat subsidy program has increased output somewhat, tens of thousands of wells dug illegally by people desperate for the resource have damaged the water table, as the country, once a wheat exporter, has had to import the grain for the past 3 years. Recent estimates state that up to 1 million people have fled to such cities as the capital Damascus, seeking other livelihoods to support their families. The World Food Programme has alerted that further distribution of such staples as rice, oil, flour, chickpeas and salt are pending additional funding.
With our appreciation and heaven's blessings for the concerned endeavours of the European Commission, Ireland and the United Nations World Food Programme, we pray for the welfare of those in eastern Syria as well as all other areas hit by climate-related weather catastrophes and food shortages. May the abundance of a balanced ecosphere soon grace every population as we step quickly in unison to adopt sustainable lifestyles that support all life on Earth.
During an October 2009 video conference in Germany, Supreme Master Qinghai reminded, as on previous occasions, of the need to be responsible stewards of our planet, offering a solution to safeguarding the world's precious resources.
With current droughts and water shortages already affecting millions and only expected to get worse and worse. But even though our predicament is very grave, we do still have time if we act now. And the solution is still very simple. It's the vegan diet. No animal products. Scientists have found that each person eating a meat and dairy-based diet uses around 4,500 gallons of water per day, compared to 300 gallons per day for a vegan diet. This also means that 1 pound of animal protein requires 100 times more water to produce than 1 pound of grain protein. Over the course of a year, the vegan diet saves approximately 1.5 million gallons of water per person. This is the key. If everyone switches to this beneficial lifestyle, our planet will be cooled in no time, scientifically speaking. And my promise.
Save Our Planet, a subsidiary of US-based Pacific Gas and Electric Corporation, is investing $100 million in home solar financing company Sunrun Incorporated to fund low-interest loans for more than 3,500 home solar energy installations throughout several states.
Save Our Planet, as part of a pledge made for the 2009 Copenhagen Accord, Canada's Environment Minister Jim Prentice announces a $384 million donation to support vulnerable countries in climate change adaptation, clean energy development and emission reductions.
Save Our Planet. In India's northern Uttar Pradesh province, 25 lives are reported lost in just 2 days as a record heat wave with temperatures of over 47 degrees Celsius persists.
Warning news. Meat products from two companies based in California and New York, USA have been recalled for possible contamination with E. coli, which causes bloody diarrhea and dehydration that can lead to kidney failure and death.
Hi, I'm Beauty the Blue Butterfly. I'm a vegan. No animal products for me. Today, I'd like to share a tip on saving time, fuel, and energy. When you have errands and shopping to do, plan the most direct route to all your stops. If possible, accomplish all in 1 day. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In cultural news, today is the National Day of Djibouti, honoring its autonomy attained in 1977. Situated between Eritrea and Somalia in East Africa and adjacent to the Gulf of Aden in the Red Sea, Djibouti has amazing rich diversity of marine life along its shoreline and coral reefs. The coastal area of Haramas Loyada is on the Ramsar list of wetlands of international importance and is habitat for over 70 species of water birds. Notable people from Djibouti include famous author Ms. Mouna Hoden Ahmed and distinguished novelist and poet Mr. Abdul Rahman Awabiri. We wish the kind citizens of Djibouti a wonderful National Day.
In health news, China's Shaolin Kung Fu monks will open a free medical clinic. Since 1217, the Shaolin Temple has been diagnosing and treating monks and nearby residents with a focus on preventative medicine. In the new hospital at Songshan in Henan province, the temple monks who follow a vegetarian diet will be able to bring the unique Shaolin medical culture to support overall public well-being. Monks who pass relevant state examinations will provide free diagnosis, acupuncture and massage. Some medicines will also be given at no cost. Our sincere gratitude, Shaolin Temple, for your dedication to making available holistic methods to the greater community. May your caring efforts result in vibrant health for many. Up next on Noteworthy News, a British social psychologist states that friends and family bring us true contentment. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. Stay tuned for more significant news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a selfless world. In community news, an international study finds spending time with family and loved ones brings emotional well-being. The Happiness Barometer, which surveyed 12,500 people in 16 countries, discovered that people derive most joy from being with family or friends. Dr. Richard Stevens, PhD of the United Kingdom social psychologist and author of Personal Worlds and Understanding the Self, interpreted the results. He stated, without relationships, love, family, or friendship, most people will not be content, and no amount of money can fill this void. Our thankfulness, a happiness barometer, and Dr. Richard Stevens for highlighting the importance of our cherished ones. May all individuals be blessed with a circle of treasured companions.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Polish entitled Buses and Trains.
Czy słyszałaś, że wszystkie autobusy i pociągi dzisiaj się zatrzymują? Nie, czy biorą udział w strajku? Nie, po prostu zatrzymują się, żeby pasażerowie mogli wysiąść.
And now, for our viewers' hotline on the sacred dervish dance of the Sufis on a journey through aesthetic realms.
Very inspiring, clear words. Thank you for uploading. Friendly Flo from the Netherlands.
Thanks for this nice show. I just from Pakistan.
Elevated viewers, your enthusiastic comments are much appreciated. We were indeed fortunate to visit the lovely Miss Shahad Hadidra Radim at her retreat in Spencer, New York, USA, and get a glimpse into the deeply spiritual Dervish dancing tradition. With divine grace and all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Modimo Ali Shor Faj, which means God bless in Sepedi.
May the light of the Providence shine on you always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
World Trade Organization Director General Pascal Lamy, Nobel Laureate Professor Paul Krugman, and Business Executive Liz Mond received the 2010 Global Economy Prize for their benevolent leadership in helping overcome global financial challenges.
Senior health ministry officials from China and the United States pledge enhanced collaboration in health policy, public health and disease control with the hope of benefiting global populations.
U.S. nonprofits organization Mountain to Mountain partners with Innovida and International Home Finance and Development, LLC to assist Afghanistan's National Association for the Deaf in building a school to serve hearing impaired children in Kabul.
Visiting the Czech Republic, Jordanian Minister of Agriculture Saeed Masri meets with officials to discuss increasing agricultural trade and other bilateral collaborations.
The European Commission donates $4.9 million to assist Philippine storm victims with transitional shelters, housing repairs, and other basic needs following typhoons Quetzana and Palma.
Representatives from Ecuador and Peru sign a cooperation agreement to exchange knowledge and experiences to improve their country's justice systems and judicial processes.
U.S. President Barack Obama announces plans to increase humanitarian aid to assist Yemeni residents displaced by civil war with a $29.6 million donation to provide food, water, shelter and health care.
Visiting Chinese President Hu Jintao meets with Canadian Governor-General Michelle Zhang and Prime Minister Stephen Harper, where they affirm the importance of Sino-Canadian relations and further strengthening of ties.
To enable informed choices that can protect from cell phone radiation risks, an ordinance is passed in San Francisco, California, USA, requiring vendors to display the specific absorption rates, or SAR, for each phone.
His Royal Highness, Prince Charles of the United Kingdom, becomes the first member of the royal family to visit the Glastonbury Festival, the world's largest open-air music and performing arts event, to commemorate its green-themed 40th anniversary.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.